All right, B-Mitch to Philly, 106.7 The Fan. And as we do every Friday, we are joined by the governor of Maryland, Governor Westmore. Governor, how you doing, man?
I am great. How you doing?
I am doing well. We just waited for JP stepped away. He'll be right back here shortly. But
that's all right.
You excited about this weekend?
Excited. we're about to be the epicenter of the football universe. Are you kidding me? All eyes right now are on Maryland. And so I am so beyond excited for what this means for the state, about what it means for the region, and just frankly as a fan, what it means for football.
You know, it's amazing how we talk about this every week with you, and then all of a sudden both of your teams have legitimate quarterbacks, exciting quarterbacks. They're playing against each other, and you're right. Everybody is discussing this game this weekend.
I mean, it's wild. It's wild. But there's a reason why, right? I mean, like, even before when you had the Ravens and the Commanders playing, you hardly ever had a situation where you had two teams that were competitive. You know what I mean? Where very lopsided game in some way or one way, shape, or form. We're now watching two of not just the hottest, but you know, arguably two of the best teams in their respective conferences now going against each other. And you have a time when you have two of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL going against each other. Now, again, I do want to be clear, more important to all our Ravens fans, I'm not yet putting Jaden Daniels in the same category as Lamar Jackson. Huh? Lamar Jackson is a two-time MVP.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is someone who's brought his team already to the AFC Championship. So let's be clear. I'm not saying that Jaden is on the same level as Lamar. He's got some winning to do to get to that point.
Yeah.
However, it is undeniable what is happening right now with the Commanders having Jaden Daniels on the center. I mean, this is a guy right now who's putting up not just numbers that's making him a candidate. Guy who's making him a candidate for MVP right now.
Yeah.
So it's a really exciting time.
You know, they sit up here and it's a lot of comparison. Jaden said, "You know what? I don't believe in comparison. I want to be the best me I can be." You think that's the right mindset for him to have?
100%. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've never understood this idea when people are like, "Oh, they're the next this, or they're the next, or they're the next that." No, I'm the first me, and that's exactly the mentality that he is. That he's paying and he's playing into. And I think that's why, that's one of the things that I think has been so impressive about him, is when you try to be somebody else, that's when the head games start, right? That's when you start second guessing. That's when you start overthinking this stuff. But what he's doing right now is he's showing that he's so calm under center. He's so calm under pressure. And that's just very unusual for a rookie. And I think a lot of that is because he's not letting all this stuff get to him.
Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. Wes is you are red hot right now. 8-2 in the last 2 weeks. Your record's up to 16-10. You make 5 picks with us a week. I know things are busy right now, and you've got I imagine you're going all over the state and all sorts of stuff. But we still got to make these picks. If you're ready to rock, we can get going.
I'm always ready to rock. And I'm 8-2 in the last 2 weeks. I'm telling you, man, people need to understand. Again, I'm not encouraging betting. But what I am saying is this. If you were to bet, bet with the Gov. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. If you were to bet, bet with the Gov. I like that. Gotta get us a T-shirt.
That is fair. Well, hey, real, before we get too far into this, are you going to be the honorary captain on Sunday?
Yeah, can you believe it? I have to tell you, I know it's challenging, and I know it's difficult because people are like, you have two teams in your state. And by the way, we're one of the only states in the country that has two professional teams. And frankly, I'm the only one with two good professional teams because, I mean, like, even New York, like, we have the Jets and the Giants. I'm like, but both of y'all are horrible. And you don't even play in New York. You play in New Jersey. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one with two legitimately good NFL teams. So I feel very prideful on that. But as people do know, I love the fact that the Commanders are in Maryland. I love how important they are to Maryland and how important they are to Prince George's County. But I am who I am, and I'm a Ravens fan. And I've been a Ravens fan ever since the Baltimore Ravens have been a thing. And so it's going to be exciting, but I got to tell you, I'm rooting for my guys out there on Sunday.
Gov, I don't blame you. On a serious note on this, I think I'm a Marylander. I pay taxes, vote here, all those things. And I think you have been steadfast in your commitment to trying to keep the Commanders in Prince George's County. There is, there's a real tangible offer that the state and the county have put together. And I don't think any Marylander can be mad at you for rooting for the Ravens. That's your team. Like that, I think you've handled being the governor with two teams in the state very well, frankly.
Thank you. And the thing is, it's like, and people are like, well, that's not a very, that's not a politically right thing to do. And sometimes you have neutral. I'm like, damn that. Like I'm not, again, I've been elected office for 19 months. I never ran for office before in my life, before I ran for governor. So if it's not the quote unquote politician thing to do, well, I guess I haven't learned. I didn't go to politician school. So, I'm going to root for my guys.
I love it.
All right. Now we'll make some picks. We can go quick. I know you're busy. Let's start with Cowboys, Lions. Should be a good one.
This one, I got to tell you, I actually think this is one of the toughest ones to pick this week, and it's for a few reasons. One is I do think that the Cowboys, I think there was an emotional boost that they got off that game last week. Frankly, that was my only loss last week. I expected the Cowboys to lose, and they almost did, but they really showed me a lot in that final quarter. They showed me that they play until the final whistle. And I respect that. And I love rooting against the Cowboys. I think that this one, I think the Cowboys are actually coming in with a lot of mojo right now, and actually with a lot of confidence after last week. And I know it is in Dallas. However, I don't think that the Cowboys have an answer for Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I think that the Lions are coming off of some really impressive wins, not against great teams, but some really impressive wins. And I said at the beginning of the season when we were talking, I think the Lions are going – they showed me something last year. They showed me something in the playoffs. Again, they were like the Ravens. They were a couple plays away from going to the Super Bowl. And I think this is going to be one of the real sleepy teams that folks should watch. And so I think the Lions go down to Dallas and beat the Cowboys. But I do think this one is going to be a close game.
Yeah, I think that'll be a fun one. Detroit's just so physical. A Sunday night game. Malik Nabers is out. Bengals, Giants.
Yeah, man. This is going to be interesting because, going to Travis Scott concert, while he's injured for Malik Nabers. That's the right look. And I think they might not be on the same page on everything. But I think the Bengals do beat the Giants. I think the Giants are just a really bad team right now. And I think it started off with the offseason. It started off with some of the decisions you made in the offseason. I mean, you literally let your star running back go to a division rival. Just psychologically, I'm like, I don't understand where you guys are at right now. And I think they've shown that, and they've demonstrated it. I still think the Bengals are one of the most inconsistent teams in the NFL. The Bengals is all about who shows up, but I do think that the Bengals do have enough, and especially if they show up, they're going to have more than enough to beat the Giants. And so I go with the Bengals on this one.
Okay. Hard to go any other way on that, frankly.
Yeah.
all right, let's keep it going here. Bills, Jets, Monday Night Football. The Jets just fired their coach. The Bills have lost two in a row, and their quarterback might have a broken hand.
Yeah, and I mean, and I know that they have, I think the Bills are the favorite on this one. This is actually one of the upsets that I'm picking for the week. I think the Jets win this one.
Wow.
And I think they win it for, I think the Jets win it for a few different reasons. One is, I actually think the Jets are a better team on paper than what they showed this year. If you look at the Jets, especially on the defensive side of the ball, they really actually do have some horses. They just really haven't been playing as well as they should be when you consider their roster. And I do think that, usually what happens in a lot of these cases is when you fire your coach, one of two things happens. You either have a sugar high right after that happens and your team plays really, really well, or they just continue to devolve and blow up. I actually think that when you have senior leadership like Aaron Rodgers, who has been through all this before and who can help rally the troops. And I think you have a good roster. for the Jets. I think that the Jets actually ride a sugar high, and I think they actually this is going to be an upset. But I do think that the Jets beat the Bills this week.
I like that pick, actually. I think that's pretty savvy. I mean, you see it in baseball. They fire a manager, they win five in a row.
Exactly. There's a sugar high that happens.
You've used that phrase before, talking about the Commanders chasing, you know, cheap wins or free agents. I love that phrase. It's really good. This one's tricky. Cardinals, Packers.
Yeah, this one is tricky because I think that the Cardinals did have a really good win against the 49ers. And actually was a really impressive win. And it wasn't just the fact that they beat the 49ers. It was how they beat them. They beat them actually with a really complete game, which I respect. And the question then becomes, you know, have the Cardinals kind of turned a corner on that? The only thing I'll say, though, is when you have Jordan Love, who's coming back, you got Josh Jacobs, who, by the way, is on my fantasy team, who's just a murderer. I mean, I'm loving this dude. He's run for, I think, over 400 yards. And he's giving me, like, consistently, like, 15, 20 points every week on fantasy, which is great. But that being said, I think when you have that all that in place, I think you have the Packers who are coming in ready to win. And I just been really impressed with the Packers, with the way they – when you look at how they started the season and how they just kind of continue to grow. And I think once they have their guy back, it's going to matter. So I go with the Packers on this one.
All right, and then the game of the week, man, in your hometown.
Uh-oh.
Commanders-Ravens, official prediction.
So since I am an official team captain of the Baltimore Ravens, I got to go. I'm going with my guys, man. I mean, I think – and now here's the thing. I actually think if you're asking me for a prediction on score, I actually think it's going to be a relatively low-scoring game. I'm predicting, like, the Ravens win 20-10. I think that the part of the reason is you are going to see Jaden Daniels do what Jaden Daniels does, right? He's just showing he's a legit NFL star, and he will be a legit NFL star for a long time to come. The only thing I will say, though, is A, there are still issues with the offensive line, and the defensive line for the Baltimore Ravens, and particularly our linebacker core, they eat up offensive lines, which aren't very good just because of the kind of schemes that we can throw at you. We're a very complicated defense to figure out. And I don't think Jaden Daniels, as talented as he is, he's not seen a defensive setup like what he's about to get for the Baltimore Ravens. I think the other thing, too, is the Commanders have shown they have a really difficult time with really strong run, with really strong, you know, run offenses. And the problem with the Ravens is we force you to keep you on your toes, because you can't just continue to block, just fill the box, because then Lamar Jackson has the ability, has the discipline, and has the arm to be able to go over top, especially when you're looking at a two tight end setup like we have with Likely and Andrews, and then you got Zay on the outside. But you also can't afford to just sit back, because we still have Derrick Henry as your lead back, and you have a quarterback who runs like a 4.3 40. So right. I just think that you're going to have we're a really complicated team to figure out, particularly when we come out to play. I think emotions are going to be high. I think it's going to be a home game for the Ravens, even though it's probably going to feel like a pretty 50-50 split match here, because I think folks are just really excited about having a real competition. But I do think that the Ravens pull it off, and if you ask me for a score, I'm going 20-10.
I love it. Governor, thank you for the time as always, man. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Governor.
Got you booked.
I can't wait to see y'all out there, man. It's going to be fun.
We will see you Sunday, sir. Thank you again.
All right, guys.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, picks are in. He is red hot, 8-2 in the last 2 weeks.